Holding on your Aleph Amud Aleph, holding Rashi's before the Mishnah. So Rav Yosi said this halacha: Higdil Yechelam Limchos. Once they reach the age of godless, they can back out of this decision to be a ger. And Rava asks from the Mishnah Elon Aris. So it said Abolam Amzeris. So what's the chiddush of Bala Mamzeris? It's a Jewish woman. She's born from a prohibited marriage. And he's ma'anas her. So he pays kanas. The Torah says together with the kanas, there's also responsibilities to marry her. We can't apply to the Mamzeris. There's an Isra Lav to marry a Mamzeris. We can't apply to Mamzeris. Although she had the Isha. And a Ruya Lekaima, he's not allowed to keep her as a wife. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah, the Filohochi Yesh Lo Kanaz Kila Kamon. The Kamon. That guy says later on. Now, Abaye asked him from our Mishnah, the Mishnah over here, regards to the Chi of Ksuba. Rabbi asked from the Mishnah regards to the Din of Kanaz. So Abaye Le Omer Ke Rabbi. Abaye didn't ask from Rabbi's question from Kanas. The Moisev of Mekanasa that he asked in the case of the Kanas in the third parak, to Kasavra Lafti Yuvtihi. It's not such a question. The time of the Kanasa, Shalyeh Chotin Isker, the reason why by Kanas, there's a concept of Shalyeh Chotin Isker, you don't want the person who's done something improper to get away with it. The Potter to become Potter from his Chi and pay the Kanas over there. We understand, even if potentially she might eventually become a Goya, and now she's taking this money she received as a Kanas and eating it Bigay Yusa, he still deserves a Kanas, because right now she's not. So why didn't Rabbi ask him Abaya's question from Ksuva? Rabbi L'Amar Kabaya, the Moise of Miksuva that he asked from the loch of Ksuva, the awesome time of Mahai, Tekin or La Rabban and Ksuva. Why did Chazal introduce the concept of Ksuva? Shotekala ben Abu. We see, we want the marriage to be maintained. We don't want it to be seemingly easy in his eyes to divorce her. The Cholzman Shalom Michs, as long as she has not protested, Giyarasi, she's a Giyaras. So we didn't look at the concept, therefore we want the marriage to be maintained. So Rabbi felt that the kasha from our mission is not so strong. Now Tosis learns, like we said yesterday, that really this garris does not work. It's old Rabbana. So the questions that the Mor is asking are even stronger, because it's not a question, well, eventually in the future she might become a Goya, and then she's eating this money in her, taking advantage of this money as a Goya. Right now, really, she's a Goya. So Rashi says, the Rabbah says, that, right now, really, she's a Giyaris, so, she deserves this. Well, Karna Toya says that's not really true. According to Rashi, that's true. Right now, she's a Goyan. She's a Giyaris, and she deserves to have the money and have her marriage protected, etc. And you're worried about what's going to be in the future. That's not a consideration to take away her rights, which are right now. Tosis learns that the bigger Kiddush, even though it's only Mirabon that she's a Giyaris, not Miraisa. Because man chazar masakan that she has dinner with Yaris, then we're included in that as masakan that the marriage should function. So therefore, the shlatei kalabein of loitzia makes sense according to Rava. Tosis uses this.
What's not midoraisa?
According to Tosis, the geris is not the rice. Geris kata. According to Tosis over here. So Tosis uses that in the bottom Tosis. That the Gemara's the Abaye argues Shlo Yechotin Isker. So what does Rava hold? So Rava seems to not hold that argument the Shalei Chayit and Isker, because the Rava asked him the case of Kanas. Tosis asked that there's Gemoras which clearly hold the idea of Shalei Chayit and Isker. So Tosis says that's about a case where there is Miraraisa, a right to the Kanas, right? And Mirabonan, there isn't, there's some reason why we should question it. So over there, we argue Shalei Chayit and Isker. But over here, Mikra, that she's not Jewish at all. So we're being mechadish the kanas because of Shalei Chayit and Isker, as opposed to cases where the person has a chiyuv and we're trying to take it off. We say, you know what, leave it is. Don't separate the chiyuv. Shalei Chayit and Isker. But to create a chiyuv, Shalei Chayit and Isker, that we don't do. That's what Rabbi's point is. So Rabbi feels the question from Kanas is a valid question, because we're creating the chiyuv, which Mikra that is not there. We're making the person pay money, which he really doesn't know. And all just Shalei Chayit and Isker. That we don't do, Rabbi says. The only places in Shas, we're talking about a case all the way around where the chiyuv is there, and we're arguing we should remove it. You know what? Shalei Chayit and Isker, leave the chiyuv there. Okay, that's a good argument. Okay. So the Mishnah, bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. A gadol shebo'al haketana. So there was a situation where a person had beer with a girl under the age of 3 years old, and now later on she's getting married. So she's had beer before, but her basulim came back. So is her status a chiv of ksuva of 200 or 100, or? We had a girl who was a gadarla, a woman who was a gadarla, but she had bia with a boy under the age of 9. So the bia of a boy under the age of 9 is not considered a bia. So what's her status? Umukas Eitz, the third situation, is a case of Umukas Eitz, where there was a piece of wood got stuck inside the area, and she fell, and a piece of wood jammed inside and tore her psulim. So all of these three cases, ksuvasan, masayim, debar, remeir. So Meir says that since it wasn't through whatever damage which is there, wasn't through something which has the status of bia, so the ksuv is 200. The chamin marim mukaseit ksuvasan mona. So the first two, I agree with you. The chamin said we agree with remeir. That it's not a bee at all, and therefore the psulim don't really break. The psulim grow back. Therefore, the ksuba is going to be 200. However, mukas eitz, which is lacking the psulim, so her ksuba is only 100. Now, so the mission of psula, who is an almana? So we had before the mission on Yudim Abayz, a woman who is a psula, and she's an almana. Or a grusha, v'chalutza, or a chalutza. But mina nesuin, they already had chuppah, but the husband died before they had bia. Supposed to the case before where they only had erisin, here they had nesuin. But the husband died without doing bia. So what's her status? She's still a psula. On the other hand, she's been in the reshus of another man who's roi to be with her. And that, in a certain sense, sort of diminishes her desirability in the eyes of a second man. So it's like the Mishnah, ksubasan mana. So her ksuba is 100. And ve'elahen tanis psulin. And there's no argument of tanis psulin. And the man can't say, well, I married her believing that she's a psula, and now I found that she's really not, so I don't want to pay the ksuva. It's not an argument. The more is going to discuss why not. Hagiyaras vashuya vashivcha sheniftu sheniskaru sheniskachuru yeseris albanar sholoshonim b'yamechud. If their conversion, freedom or redemption took place over the age of 3, so that it's possible that they had bia. in that original, we have to consider, we have to assume that there was via ksubos and mona bein lantanis psulim. Okay, so Rashi, a boala katana b'chusim mibash sholosh on mibash sholosh, having beer with a girl under the age of 3 years old, shein biyosa beer. It's not considered an act of bia. The psulim grow back after the bia. Or v'katan pachas v'ben teisha, a boy under the age of 9. Shemar chachamim ain biyasu bia. His bia does not have a status of a bia. Uboala gedola, he had bia with a gedola. So, for example, in a case where a katan, a man who's a boy who's a katan, has beer with a woman who's an heir to him. He's over the age of 9, so the beer is a beer. The woman does it willingly. She's chayav misa. He's potter because he's a katan. She's chayav misa. If it's under the age of 9, it's not beer. So they didn't. They assume the Torah is beer. So it's not the beer of a boy under the age of 9 is not beer. So she's not chayav either. So Chazal said that the beer under the age of 9 is not considered beer. And now he's boiling. Now this woman later on is getting married. Mumukas eitz sheniskalo eitz boisa makam, that a piece of wood went into that makam and tore the psulim. So ksuvasim asayim. Rameir says the psulim is 200. And this will the ish achrei can, if they marry another man afterwards. Well, even the mekachas ksuvasim, they don't lose the right to the ksuva. In Mesoastam, will appear Shaklum if they did not discuss any arrangement with regard to her status. So she doesn't lose any rights due to the fact that she's had this beforehand. Chomim argue by the case of Mukazetz. Okay, new case. Psula she almana or grusha chalutza. The woman is a psula, but she's an almana or grusha chalutza, meaning a suan. And they're ready, was it ready after this? Gern shenichzal lechuppah. They had a chuppah. Umeis bala becheskes shlo nivula. But the husband died before they had yichud. So she's in a suah with the status of an suah. But the assumption is she's still in a suah.
What? So before he brought her into his home,
he died, or he divorced her, or whatever. So mona. And this is lacher stam. If she marries somebody else without making any discussion about the ksuba, so lacher is ksubasim mona. Her ksuba is only 100. The bechaz is bula kaima mishnech zelachupa. She has the status of a bula. Once she's nechzel lechupa, we make that assumption. Even though the circumstances were such that that's probably not what happened, but if they did not speak anything else out, that is the assumption of what her status is. The more is going to expand upon that. And ve'ein lehen tainus psulim, and there's no tainus psulim. And Yochalav Sida Oysa Mona, see, he wants to argue, listen, you know, yeah, I owe her a Mona, but I owe her a Mona believing that she married a Psula. Now it turned out that she's a Bula. So I don't want to pay anything, it's a Mechotos. Well, I remember Beches, it's Psula Nisasich, Verei Mechotos. He's arguing that he had no interest in this marriage at all. He wanted to marry a Psula, and she's really a Bula. So therefore, he's going to argue. He doesn't have to pay her even, he wants to divorce her and not pay her anything. So he can't argue that, because we say, you married her, understanding that she has the status of a bula. So you were mechayev yourself under those circumstances. You have to pay. Okay. So the first piece of Gemara deals with the Mukas Eitz part, and the second part deals with how we understand this Tanis Psulim and the Mechotos argument. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, a katan habola gedolo, so asu amukas eitz. Even though the boy under the age of 9, his bia is not considered bia, but it's not less of an action of bia of effect than mukazetz. So if a katan under the age of 9 would have bia with the woman, she has the status of a mukazetz. According to the Chumash, her ksuba should only be 100. Rashi says another place where there's relevant halacha is there's a discussion we had over there in Yerubamis that a kohen gadol shouldn't marry a mukazetz. So this woman would have a status of a mukazetz. So the Mora, that Rav Yehuda, who was a talmid of both Rav and Shmuel, Rav Yehuda continues and he says that Rav, I learned this by Rav. Kimrita Kameh the Shmuel. Later on, when I was learning by Shmuel, I repeated to Shmuel what I had heard from Rav. And Shmuel responded, Omar, Shmuel said, Ein mukazetz b'basur. Okay. So she's not doesn't have a status of a mukazetz. Now, Tosfos says the case was that the psulim are still there. But the question, what you're arguing about, is that the fact that there was a maisa being done and that oisim makom should remove her status of being a psula, even though the psulim are still there. That's what Tosfos learns the Gemara. And Rav says it does, and Shmuel says it doesn't. Okay. Instead of having it being quoted by Rav Yehuda, but rather we have a direct quote from Rav and Shmuel. So it's by itself, without any introduction by any other Amara. So, cut in the boil, G'dayla Rav Amar Asa Mukazetz, Shmuel Amar Ein Mukazetz V'Basar. Okay. Masiv Rav Oshia. So Rav Oshia asked the question from our Mishnah. Kadosh Shabala Katana, the Kadosh Abala Gadela, Umukazet, Suasa Masayim, Dibur Meir, Mukazet, Suasa Mono. So it says, it sounds like the commonly argument it has three cases. One of the cases is a cut in the bala gadol. The next case is mukazetz. So that's two different cases. The Chum only responds to the case of mukazetz. According to Rav, they should say the same thing is true by the case of, they should argue by the case of cut in the bala gadol also and say the ksuba is only 100. And but they don't. So you see, ein mukazetz b'basur like Shmuel. So Rava answers according to Rav like this: Hachikamer, gadol abola katana. So in the first case, everybody agrees that it's not considered anything at all. But leklum, that's nothing. The pachas mikan under the age of 3 can noise it etzva ba'ayin dummy. It's like when a person would take a finger and push it against an eye. So you push in, but the result is the eye bounces back, and it tears up a little bit. The person cries a little bit. So similarly, by putting something into the oisim makom by a girl under the age of 3, it bounces back, it grows back, and it bleeds a little bit, but it grows back. That's the first case. We're cutting a bola gadayla. The second scenario is cutting a bola gadayla. So the correct way to read the Mishnah according to Rab is Asa mukazetz. She now with the status of a mukazetz. Mukazetz gufa pluta the remeir rabbanon. And then the Mishnah continues and says, and mukazetz is a machlokes what its status is. But the halacha, whatever that status is, will apply to the case of cutting a bola gadayla as well. Okay. Rashi. Even though it's not considered a bia, in regards to the halachas of anything which has a din in the halacha and bia, so he's not considered a bayal nida, doesn't get the tumah, etc. It's not less than an eighth which had been forced into that area. Rabbanan de pligi a mukazetz. Karn Rabbanan that by Kesa Mukas Eitz, which is only 100. So we're also Ksubosamona. Her Ksuba is downgraded to 100. Chen Minyan Karn Gadol, that Nan Lo Yisas Mukas Eitz, he shouldn't marry Mukas Eitz. Honami Asirale. So Karn Gadol should not marry this woman who had been a cotton under the age of 9 having beer with her. Shmuel says, "Ain Mukas Eitz Mabosar, be Bula Loy Havia. Mukazait's not Namiles. If it doesn't confer a status of Bia, it doesn't confer a status of Mukazait's either." Somewhere in this discussion about Binafsha, Baloi Gavri, there's no individual introducing it. Omer Rehuda, Omer Rav. The Omer Rav Yehuda, Mishmei the Rav, Mishmei the Shmuel, Eleinu Gufayo, Iflugba. Our Masara in this Machloikis was directly from Rav and Shmuel without having it been quoted by Rav Yehuda. So Mishnah separates the cases. The Tana divides the two cases. But if you're going to an Ella but Mukas Eitz, and the Chama only respond to one of the two cases, Shmata Mino ain't Mukas Eitz Mabasa. So Shmuel is right. Simur says no. If the girl is under the age of 3, garnished. In a bia the direct call, everybody agrees that's nothing. Hilchak Subas and Masayim, Rakhsuba is still 200. Leif Rikabon Allah, the Chum do not argue in that case. The Pachos Mikan can listen Etzma Ba'ayin. Under the age of 3, it's like putting a finger into an eye. The Nam accept this Nida. Gabi Bas, the Chusim and Gimel Shonim Yimechon, Mahadima Hyotzis Ayele Etzma Ba Acheres Tachtehel. Absulim Shal Pachos Mikan, Chosim Acherim Tachtehel. The same way, whatever comes out, any tears which come out are replenished. So we're also, whatever happens to the membrane is replenished. But cut Shabbala Gadarla, Mukazetz, he's Zoy, she's a Mukazetz, Ksubasa Masayim, Divir Meir, Chomim Armin, Kal Mukazetz, Ksubasa Mono. It's included under the umbrella of Mukazetz, and the Mukazetz, Divir Meir, and the Chachamim, how much a Mukazetz gets. Bonami the Kamashas look Mukazait Ksubasamuna. They record the Khamim that a cut in the Bala Gadala is a Mukazait, so the Ksuba is 100. Okay. So more now moves into the issue of the Mechav Tos arguments. Amar Rami Barachama. Machloikis Kishahikr, but this whole machloikis between Rameir and the Chachamim is all talking about he knew she's a Mukazetz. And we have machloikis what were Chazam Sakin from Mukazetz. But let's say that the person thought she's a Psula, and now it turns out that she's a Mukazetz. So what happens over there? Okay. The Chachamim say that she's downgraded to the same din as a Bula, that she only gets 100. The Rameir says we also have another woman who has no psulim. Her ksuba is 200. And that's a begeris. A woman as her body matures, many times the psulim themselves dissolve, but there's no maisa bi at all. There's nothing which did it at all. That's a woman who's a begeris. And the law is that her ksuba is 200. So Meir says, the same way by Begeris, where the loss of psulim is not due to a maisa bia, the ksuba is 200, so mukazetz. Also, the loss of the psulim was not due to a maisa bia, the ksuba is 200. That's Meir's argument. Chama say, no, that since there was an action which removed it, that's different than a case of Begeris, and it's more like a bula, that the ksuba is only 100. Okay. Avaloi hikirbo, but if he was not aware that she's a mukazetz, and he married her believing that she's a psula, and now it turns out that she's a mukazetz. Do you recall? So he doesn't pay her anything at all. It's a mechatos. He says, "I wanted to marry a psula. Now I got a woman who's not a psula. I never agreed to that. So I don't know. I never was machai my the ksuva under the argument of marrying such a person." Okay. Now, the more it goes back to explain the machlokes to the mayor and the chachamim, fine. Remeir, am I medamel in the begaris? Why does he feel she's like a begaris? Nadam yala ba'ula. In some way, she's like a ba'ula. Mora answers, ba'ula isabed b'maisa b'dayadam. Holy lo isabed b'maisa b'dayadam. Yes, there was a maisa which was done to her, which removed the psulim, but it wasn't through an act of having beer with a man. Rabbanan adam medamel in the ba'ula, nadam yala begaris. So why the Chama feel it's more like a Bula, maybe she like a Begaris. So Begaris lo yisabed b'maisa klal, ho yisabed b'maisa. Okay, but the Begaris, nothing, it just happened totally by itself. Over here, there was an action which damaged her in some way. So that's more like a Bula, the only mechuyev to pay 100. I will hikam adir recall. But according to Rambam Rukhama, if he was not aware of what her status is, and he believed that she's a psula, it turns out not, he owes her no ksuba at all. Okay. Most of Rav Nachman. So there's a mishnah later on in Daf Yud Gimel, where they come to Bezin, and he married her believing that she's a psula. It turns out that she's not a psula. So, and what's the argument? So he marries Mukhazetani, who are Maloiki Eladrusis Ish At. He's arguing that maybe the reason why you're lacking psulim is that you've literally been trampled by a man. I mean, that's a literal translation. It means there's been a maisabia. And therefore, I didn't agree to such a marriage. And I owe you, and I don't owe you the ksuba. But she's saying no, it was mukazets. So what's the halacha? So the mishnah brings a machlokes, but Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Amram Nemenes say that she's believed. Now, if she says she's not believed, fine. But if she says she's believed, now what happens? So if you tell me mukazets gets 100, so he's tied in like this. I married you as a psula. It turns out I believe in that now you're a drusus ish, and therefore I owe you nothing. She's saying, no, I am a mukazetz, and I get 100. She can't ask for more than 100. She's a mukazetz. Right, but if you tell me, according to Ramachoma, since the case was that it was not, he was not aware of it, that he owes her nothing. See, here's the argument. He said, listen, he says, I owe you nothing. She says, yeah, you owe me nothing. And she's believed. What's the argument? She's agreeing that he owes her nothing. So what way is she nemenis? So obviously the Mishnah is saying that if she's believed, she gets 100. So what's Rav Chama saying? That in a situation where it was not hikerba, the ksuba is zero. It's clear in the Mishnah that the ksuba is 100. Okay. Elam Rav. Rav has a second version of how we're going to say this. Ben hikerba uben lo hikerba, the remeir masai. So, in a case according to remeir, that we're saying that a mukazetz has the same status as a psula. So, even though he didn't know about it, he said, "Well, I want to marry a psula. She is a psula. So your ksuba is 200." So I didn't know. Okay, who cares? But if we're going to compare it to a begaris, we're saying that the impact is so minimal, it doesn't change her halachic status in regards to the chiyuv ksuba. That also means you can't argue mechatos. Seemingly he wasn't aware of it, the ksuba is still 200. That's her mayor. But according to the Chachamim, would say that it does downgrade her status. See, he argues, listen, I believe that I'm getting a psula, I'm getting something which is not a psula. Rabbanon, hikirba mono, hikirba baliklum. So Rav Chama, he's accepting Rav Chama's argument. He's saying, he's qualifying, that only makes sense in the Rabbanon, not in her mayor. Okay. So in our Mishnah, which says that the Chama said that the ksuba is 100, it's a case where he knew she's a mukazetz. Okay. So now, at first glance, what does he accomplish? So I can tell you that the Tana of the Mishnah later on is Reb Meir. Right? So the argument says, he says your drusus is ish, and therefore I owe you less than 200. She's saying, no, I'm a mukazetz, you owe me 200. Even though it wasn't Hikarbo. Right, so now we have a way to learn up the Mishnah over there. Okay, so that's how Rava would solve, accept Rava and Rechama's arguments in the Rabbanan, and answer the kasha of the Mishnah later on by saying the Mishnah later on is Remeir, and Remeir, Rava and Rechama's halacha doesn't apply. The Mishnah says, but Vahadari Rava. But this version that the Rava is saying, according to the Rabbanan, Loi Hikarbo gets nothing. That Rava retracted. It's a little bit of a long, winded piece until we get to Rava's retraction. Okay? So let's see Rashi up to this point before we do that. Kishikarbo. Rashi the Masa Kishikarbo. Shekonsa, he knew about it when he married her. Because of the ksuba, when he married, wrote up the ksuba. Hayyudeya, she was a, he knew she was a mukazetz. So the machloek is, how much does she get? Your mayor's madam lola begaris. The kaim alon, shekola b'suleh, b'mesetla zibam. The more says that the begaris, her b'sulim, get absorbed, they end. Tanim b'suleh, it says by kain gadol, he should marry a girl who's b'suleh. Pratla begerish, shekola b'suleha. The kain gadol, v'hu isha b'suleha yikach. He should marry a girl who's a b'sula, a woman who's a b'sula. So he can't marry a begerish because the b'sulim are not there in their complete fashion. But when the non kain gadol marries her, he pays the begerish 200 because she's not a bula. So therefore, a mukazetz is the same thing. So Rama Chama says, but if he did not know about it, no, Kishikar Bo. Well, like Klum, Rama Chama says, but if he did not know about it, he owes her nothing. The Mechotosu, Filumona Ein Lo. It's a Mechotos. He argues that it was this. Act of taking her was done under false pretenses. He wasn't a chayv himself anything. He marries mukazetz ani. That's the mishnah later on. What's the case? Man marries a woman becheses psula, assuming that she's a psula. And then there's no psulim there. She's arguing. So he's arguing, no, that you're a true sasish. She definitely has a ksuba, 100 or 200. The last law, because if she doesn't have anything at all, like Rabbi Chama says, so my name is to come to Rabbi Gamliel. How can Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer say she's believed? What does it mean she's believed? In regards to what? She gets nothing. So what are we forced to say? Alma mukazet shal hikarbo yesh lak suva. She gets something. So to you, the Rambam Rechama, damar la hikarbo di rekav v'laklu. So this is a pircha on Rambam Rechama's statement. Ela merava, the remeyer bein hikarbo bein la hikarbo masai. So the remeyer says, whatever the situation is, 200. But a masis in the tani, he emeris mukazetz ani. The katava masayim remeir he, and the mishnah over there which says that she's arguing mukazetz is remeir galak remeir. So she's arguing mukazetz, and therefore I deserve 200. And he's arguing trusatish, and you deserve less. That's the pshat in the mishnah over there. Rabbanan hikar b'mana. If he knows about it, she gets 100. Umasis in the hacha, the tani b'chamim armim mukazetz mana. Kishe hikar b'. I mentioned the chamim says you get 100. He knew about it, but like hikar b'malukum. In a case where, according to the chachamim, he did not know about it, and he finds out afterwards, that's a mechotos. So that's how you answer the question. Rashi says, maybe you should answer the question all the way around. You can't say the opposite. We can't argue according to the mayor if he knows it's 200, if he doesn't know it's 100. You can't say goes down from when he doesn't know about it to one, only 100. If it's argued, he's arguing mechatos. Mechatos is that he also nothing. Elamai is arguing it's not a mechatos. Vila mechatosu. So then he has to pay her what she deserves. Well, she deserves 200 according to the mayor. And chilik ben hikr v'loy hikr. Okay. V'hadu be rabba garsina. V'lo garsina meyahahi. There was a version of the more. V'hadu be rabba meyahahi. Rashi says, you leave that word out. You go to v'hadu be rabba. Rashi, v'hadu be rabba. Mimai da omar l'rabbanan lo hikr ba v'lukla. That which according to Rabba said according to Rabbanon, in a case where he did not know, he pays her nothing. That's not true anymore. Rabba retracted that. El ben hikirbo, ben lehikirbo, yesh lamana, the Rabbanon, the Messiah, the mayor. Once that's true, Masisa, the Hassan, the Virko. Now that, once that's true, so the Mishnah, not the Gimel, is true both according to the mayor and according to the Rabbanon. He's arguing that he married a woman who's a psula, and really she's a drusus. He did not accept that at all. She owes her nothing. She's saying, no, I'm mukas eights, and according to the Rabbanon, you owe me 100. So the mission can work out according to the Rabbanon as well. Okay. Okay. So the more, so where do we see the rabba retracted? So it's along the when it's a few steps in a process to get to that. The Tanya. Keitzer hisar shemra. So what's the case of the Torah says if a man is much shemra, so the Torah says that he has to pay a kenas of 100 kesef, which means double the kenas of a ma'anis, and he gets malchus. So what's the case? Case of Sosham, Rabbala Bezin, Vomer Pliny, Vomer Pliny, Lemitsos, the Beat Club Sulim. So he comes to Bezin and says, there's Arison. And now he's done the Nesu'in, and there's no Psulim. And something happens. Now the Mishnah says that he brings Edim, and Yesh Edim is in Satachtov. So the Mishnah says, Yesh Ksubamon. So that's what the words, or the Brisa says. So that's what the words read. The Brisa says it doesn't make any sense. If there's Edim that this act of Bia took place after the Arison, before the Nesu'in, so her ksuba is 100. The Gemara says, if she's mezana tachtov, she ain't getting any ksuba, we're going to kill her. Okay. So we have to restate the Brisa. The Brisa means like this. If yesh edim she's in tachtov, b'skila, if he can prove, bring edim, that the lack of the psulim was due to an act of bia which took place after the erisim. So she's chayv misa. Let's say, however, the what he brings in is edim, which we know zinsa meikara, that the bia was before the marriage. So yesh ksubamon. So she gets a ksuba of 100, and that's what the brisa means. So the brisa is saying he married a woman, believing that she's a psula. And now he finds out afterwards that really she was a ba'ula. In the time of the Arison, when he married a woman who already had bia with somebody. And her ksuba was 100. So we see from this brisa, konsa b'cheses b'sula. Menim says b'ula yesh ksuba mana. So now, like we said before, that the reaction is she gets it's a mechotos and nothing. It's not a mechotos to dissolve the marriage or to say he doesn't owe a ksuba at all. But obviously, she doesn't get more than she deserves as a b'ula. So even though he married her as a psula, and turns out she's a bula, she does get a ksuba of 100. Okay. So that's what we see from the Bryce. Umasa Rav Nachman, and then on this Bryce, and on this conclusion of Rav Chiya bar Oven, Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Nachman had a question. Okay. So Hanoi says to Isha, V'loimotsa lo psula. So a man comes to the Nisuin and there's no psulim. And everybody's agreeing, so that's the reality. But he, Ameris, she argues like this. At the time of the Arison, I was a psulim. Therefore, when you did your Arison, you married a woman who's a psula. The Mekach, the moment of Mekach is the Arison. That's when he buys her, right? That's when he purchases her. So the moment of Mekach, she was a psula. Why is she a b'ula now? From the time between the Arison and the Suin, Nenasti, a man took advantage of me against my will. So if the woman willingly submits to another man, so she's also to her husband, and she doesn't get a ksub at all. But it happened against her will. When he's tapcha sedeyu, so you wanted to have the pleasure of having beer with a b'sula. So that's your mazel, like we had before in that base. Your field got flooded out. It's your mazel. It's your mazel, which was garment. You lost that opportunity, but it's nothing to do with my rights. V'u'aymer. Loiki. Not so. El Ashley Erastich. What happened was that this act of Bia, which took place, happened before the Erasin. V'hoya mechi mechatos. He's arguing, and he says in the Mishnah, it was a mechatos. Now, the phrase mechatos means, well, less loklal, she gets nothing. So we have Rav Chiya bar Oven ben Medayik from Abraisa, that yesh l'ksuba mana, we have from the Mishnah, naf yubayz umabayz, being meduyik, that nothing. Okay. So Rav Chiya bar Oven said back to Rav Nachman. Well, you're asking Kasher from a Farish Mishnah. Right? So what do you think? So he says like this: Rav Chiya bar Oven, Amalei Rav Chiya bar Oven. After Rav Amram, B'chol Gedolei Ador Yasvi, Ki Amar Rav Sheshes Lahoshmaita. Rav Amram and many other Gedolim were sitting there when Rav Sheshes said this pshat that I quoted to you. And they all had the same question from the Mishnah. It's like when you didn't discover America. It's a Farish Mishnah. So they had the same question. Vishani, and they answered, my Mechotos, Nami, when it says the word Mechotos, what does it mean? It means me Messiah. He's arguing, I never was Machiah myself, but Mechotos of Absula. It wasn't Absula. Abamana Isla, but she gets a mana. All he meant to argue with was she's saying it happened after the marriage and he owes her 200. He's arguing it happened before and he owes her 100. It was a mechotos vis-a-vis the 200. Vat Amarta, you feel confident to say that the only way to learn up the Mishnah is less l'klal. Come on, what's your gresikash? So that was what Rav Chiya bar Oven answered to Rav Nachman. V'amar Rava, now Rava kicks in. Aman the Kamoisiv, Shaper Kamoisiv. Rava says, no, Rav Nachman's question is good. The one who asked the question, Rav Nachman, had a good question. Because mechatos, lagamri masha, the word mechatos doesn't mean from 200 to 100, it means it's a mechatos. Right? Mechatos means nothing. So that's the good kasha. Okay. So Zot Gemara. So So at this point, we see this is where Rava Vela treats Hach, Vela Kasha Hach. So with the Maisa, we have the Braisa, which says that the Ksuba is 100. And Rav Sheshes was Madayik, that Kotze Becheses Psula Benimsis Bula gets 100. But the Mishnah says not like that. Tritzvei Mahach, you'll have to answer it and say the following. That the Braisa, which we quoted, which was the problem, we're adding in words anyway. Let's add in some more words. Like this. Imei Shenim Shazinta Tachta Beskilo. If it happened after the marriage, she's Chai Misa. It happened beforehand. So it means he married her believing she's a psula. It turned out she's really a ba'ula. So now we see from the Mishnah of your base that she gets nothing. So what's the case of the Braisa, which says she gets 100, is Nimtzeis Mukas 8, Yeshlik Suva Mona. We're adding in another step of the Braisa, but it turns out that he married her believing she's a psula. And turned out that she was lacking the psulim, but due not to an act of bia, but due to mukas eitz. That's in the brush. It says she gets 100. Now, who is that? It's not her mayor. It has to be the rabbanim. So here's a case where he did not know that she's a mukas eitz, and she gets 100. And that's how Rav is answering up this kasha. So apparently Rav now agrees. Rav said, according to the rabbanim, you get nothing. And now Rav is saying you get 100. So Rav retracted that statement that according to the rabbanim you get nothing, and it comes out according to Rav bein hikarbo bein lo hikarbo, according to the mayor you get 200, and according to the rabbanim bein hikarbo bein lo hikarbo you get 100. And that's how we know that Rav retracted what he said on that.